February 10, 2023, it's the Watch Pedro Show.
Ha ha ha!
Watt for Pedro Show. Happy Friday. Start off the show with Dial Africa, John Coltrane with Wilbur Hardin. Then we had the Sons. I'm in the prac pad, people, here in Pedro. Some little residents from the drum set that Pert gave me. I just got tired of fucking having dudes set up and tear down, you know. One day I'll learn how to play them, though. Anyway, go to my head, the 7-inch version. I guess you did with the blonde redhead.
Yeah.
Because it's different than your album.
Yeah, it is.
It was like a present for the gigs, right? Oh, we ain't got the Estonian software people with their amazing Skype invention. They're in my prac pad, Ben and Joe of Sons. Did I pronounce it right?
We say Sons, but it kind of...
Sons, yeah, because there's two U's, people.
There's two U's, yes, two U's. But you can say Sons. Most people say Sons.
Until they're corrected.
Until they're corrected. But when you go to Europe, you can't correct everybody.
You know, English is, like, the spelling means nothing. You got to hear somebody say it first.
Yeah.
How do you get ice? Where's that come from? Okay. Ben, please bring your earliest musical recollection, please.
Earliest musical recollection? My parents' record collection. Bob Dylan records, kind of. 60s, early 70s, hippie stuff. Those are my first records. Those are kind of still my touchstones, actually. Still my favorite records.
And they played them at the pad. Now, was it at the pad where you grew up?
Yeah.
Musical instruments.
Around the house, we had piano. We all had to play piano.
Okay.
Yeah. It was
people
one of those.
People on the show, it almost made me want to, the piano lesson experience almost made him hate music.
Yeah, well, yeah.
What I found out, it's not the lessons, it depends on the teacher. I think you need a skillful person.
Definitely. I mean, we all had to play piano, and part of the compromise with playing piano for me was if I played piano for long enough, they would buy me a guitar. So it was a bit of like a side hustle to get into playing guitar.
Your long game.
Well, I was thinking ahead.
Burn your ass through there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the long game, you're going to get that fucking...
I mean, I wish I had stuck with the piano, to be honest.
One button, one note. You got to get all those notes out of six string. Yeah. Okay. What about school? Were you in the marching band or the choir, shit like that?
For early days, no. I mean, I was in the band in high school, playing guitar.
Oh. 'Cause
they had like I played trumpet in high school.
Yeah.
But I wasn't very good at it, and they had like the after school band.
Yeah.
That I played guitar in. But it was like kind of a
big
band style.
Most schools, you had to play brass or woodwinds.
Yeah, they were cool that way.
You get to play guitar.
I mean, I played trumpet. That was like what I was being graded on,
right?
And then after school and university, I went to jazz school in Montreal.
See that baritone horn I'm trying to learn.
Oh shit,
people, You know, they got them valves, but you know the real one's a bugle. There ain't no valves. You got to get all the notes out of your fucking lip.
You got to hear everything.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
It ain't like you can put your hand on a position or press a button.
Yeah.
But Watts, you know, I got that in the late 80s in Champaign, Illinois on tour. And finally learned the motherfucker and hit a lot of head rushes.
Yeah.
Big ass mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. First record you bought with your own money?
First record I bought with my own money was Appetite for Destruction, Guns N' Roses.
Robert Williams cover. The artist.
It was
crazy monster jumping over the fence or something.
Yeah, yeah. I bought that cassette at...
Okay. He grew up in Albuquerque. He told me, man, you had to drop by your Mota from like a criminal. Yeah, in those days. Good old days, right? And first gig you saw?
Also around that time, I was probably about 14, first gig I saw was actually Metallica at the Forum. Montreal Forum. It's like where the hockey games were.
Where did I first play? Foufoune Électrique.
Foufoune Électrique. Still going. Still going.
Still going.
Yeah, yeah.
Nils. I remember the Nils.
Yeah. That place is an institution.
And actually played Shoe Clock in Quebec City.
Oh, cool. Wow.
I've been there once. And we were playing with some Canadian guys, Porcelain Forehead.
Cool.
Drunk Engine, I think. This is a few moons.
Yeah.
A few moons. Okay. So, you told me that you had guitar in your mind.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I listened to that kind of music. I was into, like, kind of classic rock. That's kind of like what I grew up on. Jimi Hendrix and things like that. So, again, from my parents'
record. Guess who? American Woman. That's first 45.
Yeah. Canadian band.
See, Boone would play that solo after school like, near, near, near. Yeah, you could stay on the same string, right? Tom Verlaine.
Yeah, right.
Near, near, near. I guess Prairie, right? Winnipeg guys.
Yep.
Okay.
So, I had your mind on it.
And the plan worked, right? You took the trumpet, you did the trumpet at school.
Yep.
Did they get you an electric guitar? No, I got a classical guitar.
Yeah. I had to do that.
I like the record.
You got to do the piano, then you get the classical guitar, and then you get the electric guitar.
Okay, then you get the amp.
And then you get the amp. I had my PV Rage, you know. I did all the right things, you know. And then when you're about 16, you get a better guitar, and then
Let me ask you this. Not after school, like graduating, but after school in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Basement band, garage band, bedroom band, did you do that?
Yeah, yeah. My friend's basement, actually.
Probably the drummer, man.
He was the drummer, actually. He was a drummer.
Because you don't want to walk away from the setup and tear it up.
Yeah, and we just played kind of covers of Led Zeppelin songs.
Learning off record, that's what we did.
Yeah, yeah.
Try to copy songs off record.
Yeah, exactly.
Does this band ever do a gig?
We played a few, like, high school kind of talent shows. Yeah, we did, in grade 8, we did a talent show at my high school. And we played, like, I think we played some, none of us could sing, so we played, like, instrumental versions of these kind of Led Zeppelin tunes. So it was pretty boring.
There was, in the 70s, some instrumentals, like Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the school band played that with the.
We weren't that cool. No. I mean, we.
You know why it's called Frankenstein? Because it was 45 minutes long. They chopped it down to 3 minutes. It still has a drum solo.
Cool.
Yeah, that's the name. It has nothing to do with some kind of imagery. It's what they actually did to the tune to make it AM radio worthy.
Right on.
So, did this band have a name?
At that time. Well, when we first started, we called ourselves the Vocally Impaired because none of us could sing and we were too shy.
Anybody so, into the Ventures?
Not at that point.
This guy's in England. Hank. Shadows. They were Keith Richards' band.
Right.
Not Keith. Cliff Richards.
Cliff Richards.
Yeah, Apache and shit. He's good. Hank Marvin. That's his name.
Cool.
Kind of surfy.
Yeah.
But the England way. Yeah. Yeah. Does this band go on?
No. I mean, this is like my first friends that I played music with, who, like, a lot of them are still playing music now.
Are they?
In different, you know, different genres and things like that. But it's because it was in Montreal, so it's kind of a small town.
Second
Yeah, I mean, you know, but I mean, it's small if you, when you live there.
Well, it's an island.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's half French, it's half English, so if you grow up on one side, it really, you really are in that world.
You mean music don't spread over?
It does, but not when you're a high school kid, you know? Now, I mean, now, like, the music scene's exploded since then.
Yeah,
back in the day, it was a...
The Black Speedy...
Godspeed,
right?
Godspeed. They really kind of established it for. They put the first kind of alternative venues in people that caught on, and they put in the infrastructure for sure. Yeah, amazing. Yeah,
beautiful cats.
Still doing it. Yeah.
The drummer man, actually, I met when he's helping Jay Maskus, the U.S. guy.
Yeah.
We call him Tim Dance.
Yeah, Tim.
Married by the violin player.
Yeah. Sophie.
You graduate high school. Do you do higher education for music?
Yes, I did. I went to university and I studied jazz music in Montreal as well, on the guitar. And it was a bit of like a trying to, you know, it was almost like a...
There was a dude that Wes Montgomery liked from Canada on jazz guitar.
There's a West style, like kind of old school like that?
Yeah. Well, Wes, you know, pick fingers. And
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
there's a cat who didn't record until the 90s, because I only did gigs.
Oh, man.
God, it just slipped his mind. I just read about it. And this guy, amazing cat, and kind of like Wes in a way.
Yeah.
That's why I liked him, but... Okay.
Yeah, there's some great.
So when you were in college, were you in bands too?
I was playing like almost exclusively jazz music at that point, in like jazz combos, you know, trying to get gigs around town, playing in mostly in restaurants.
Yeah. My people are chowing.
I mean, it was miserable, but it was a formative time, you know. You learn a lot about how to play with other people. You learn the language. I mean, it really is super useful in terms of like. Carrying it over to other projects and other kinds of music. I don't play it anymore, but it was like a really, I definitely worked my ass off at that time.
Good.
And it helped.
You play, you're invested in the next one. Right?
Yeah, totally.
Nothing's worth wasted, I think. Even top 40 shooting away, because at least, you know, you're kind of, it's like building up calluses.
Yeah.
Okay, you gave me this live. It said "Pray," but it looked like you guys were in somebody's like.
Oh yeah,
the
video. The video.
Yeah.
That's at a studio. That's where we record most of our records, actually, in Montreal.
It
was live in the studio. Yeah,
okay,
There wasn't like an audience.
come all together, scraping the ground together, playing around, taking them down. Emperor's clothes all together, watching expressions and frowns together, making their rounds together, playing along, take it all.
Pedro Show. That chunk of music started off with Soons, live in the studio, Pray, and not with the E, people, with A. Shit Creek after that with The Fish Jump Into Your Arms. Guided by Voices, writes every other month. Bob Pollard makes another album. This guy is kicking like Kato. Come North Together. I was thinking of you guys. True North Together. And then Soons and Jerusalem in My Heart. Is this like a collab?
Yep.
Okay. And Layla?
Layla,
but,
yeah.
But not Sister Ray. You know Sister Ray.
Different one.
But you know the Velvet Underground
song.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's named after him.
Oh, yeah.
Brother Lou said. Sister Ray, because Lola, I guess.
Oh, yeah, right, cool.
I don't know. You know, rock and roll connects. Okay, we're going to wait how soon's get together.
Sure.
We'll do Joe's little fucking primitive music formative spiel.
Do it. I'm ready.
Well, you heard your fucking man.
I did, yeah.
Okay, so you know the drill.
Yeah.
Earliest musical recollection, Joe.
I don't really know, but it's probably just like my dad playing. My dad used to play like reel to reel. He would record the radio, jazz radio, and he loved like audio equipment. So that's my earliest. And my other one, I grew up in the States when I was really young, and La Bamba was on the radio.
Richie Valens.
Nonstop.
Teenager.
So yeah, I learned all the words to that song. That's my.
We
earliest.
Had a punk band, you know, in the 70s Hollywood punk scene called Plugs.
Okay.
And they did a version of it.
Cool. Yeah, great song.
Of course, Tito changed. He was a puppet guy from Mexico City.
Yeah.
Chalo drummer. Good, great guy. I think they're one of the first guys in our scene to get a whole album.
Mm-hmm. Why was that song, though?
If you ever check it out.
What was it big in the 80s, though? Because like, they just, in the, like, 86, they're playing that thing nonstop. That
well,
song.
Remember there was a movie?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Was it? It must have been that. It was
maybe a time.
Nonstop.
But it was beautiful. He was killed with
in
that plane crash in Iowa. It's Buddy Holly.
Yep.
And the Big Bopper. Okay, so in the pad you grew up in, either the U.S. ones or the Canadian ones, was there musical instruments?
No. My parents did not play music. They still don't.
Well, you know, Slash Stone said, it's not where you're from, it's where you're at.
Yeah.
You don't pick where you're from.
Exactly.
You might be able to pick where you're at.
Yeah, man. So I wanted to play guitar. We moved to Canada. My parents are from Montreal, so we moved back to Canada. And I remember, like, I didn't play guitar, but I, my neighbor and I built fake wooden guitars.
Really?
We'd pretend we were, like, in Nirvana and Pearl Jam.
Had people on the show, baseball bats.
Yeah.
Like air guitar and baseball bats.
Yeah, totally. Okay. And then, finally I traded.
So you guys are like miming to records.
Yeah. Okay. And acting it out. And then.
Yeah, acting it out.
Yeah. I played violin.
Dude, I know a lot of dudes with big fancy equipment that is acting it out.
Hey, it's part of the show. You know?
A little bit is okay, but.
For sure. Then finally I was smart. I traded a dude a skateboard, actually, for a guitar.
Whoa.
Which was an amazing deal.
Yeah.
We both thought we were getting
a great
deal.
Well, that's the way it works,
right?
When they both think you're getting over.
Yeah. But I was 14, so I had a lot of catching up to do.
Well, let's a little before, what about school? Were you in the choir or the marching band or shit like that?
No, I took nothing. No. I took violin lessons for 1 year.
Yeah.
And then... in eighth grade, my high school offered music for 1 year when you're in the eighth grade, and I learned how to play clarinet.
Okay.
And I can't play either.
Licorice stick.
Yeah. It was great. I loved it. But then after, like, the ninth grade, you couldn't take it. So.
And they were band leaders in their time, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's a great tone. I still like clarinet.
Well, it could cut through, right?
Yeah.
Oboe, double reed, Andy McKay, Roxy.
Yeah.
Out of the blue, rocking the fucking oboe.
I don't even think there was one at our school. It's a
get
good
this. Have you ever been to Barcelona?
Yes.
You know the song Familia Sangria?
Yep.
You know how they got angels with harps?
Yeah.
Not there. Bassoons.
Is that what it is?
The other double fucking reed.
Wow.
Yeah. Bassoons. That's a trip. First record you bought with your money, your own money, because when you're a kid, you ain't got a lot of money. That's
no,
what I said, quick.
Yeah, I think the one with my own money might have been Jane's Addiction, Ritual.
Ritual, the album.
Yeah, whatever, Ritual. I don't want to butcher the name.
Pinatas on the cover.
Yeah, I think I was just getting music from my brother, you know, like taping him, taping Zeppelin and all that shit. But
yeah, but when you have to spend your own money, that's why I asked that question.
Yeah, we had no record store, so we had to wait till we were driven into the city. Yeah, I grew up like in a small town, so okay. Yeah.
What about? Well, there was always the Columbia Record Club, right? You put in a dime and they send you a fucking track.
Yeah, we tried to get in line.
What about first gig you saw?
First gig I saw was Lollapalooza. I went because the Beastie Boys were playing. 94, 3 or 4.
Yeah, I opened up. It was Check Your Head. I opened up for that tour.
Yeah.
Got a lot of shit thrown at me.
Yeah. And then I got a fucking...
A lot of gigs are like
that. That's awesome. I got a throat infection next day. And yeah, it was great, though. Totally worth it.
Now, you got that guitar, right?
Yep.
Now, was it an electric guitar?
Yeah, it was an electric, like, fake Les Paul, like a knockoff.
What about an amp?
I did not have an amp. No.
Yeah.
No.
So many dudes are like that.
Yeah.
They get the electric guitar, like, it ain't loud!
Yeah. It was just trying to, you're just trying to, like, you know, get the feel for it.
Studio gimmicks. That's what I remember D. Boone. It's like, why doesn't that sound like fucking Paranoid?
Yeah, totally.
Because they got studio gimmicks. Okay.
Yeah.
It was so, music was so far away in the older days. Man.
Right.
You just didn't know it was going. Frank Morgan, right, in Wizard of Oz, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Yeah, exactly.
He was the dude behind the curtain.
Yeah. Yeah, it took a while to figure out, like, how, because when I was getting into, like, you know, not mainstream records, I was like, how the hell do they make these? Like, I had no idea a delay pedal or distortion pedal or anything.
Right, right.
It took a while.
Right.
Still working on it.
Still working. Yeah. Life's a classroom. So I'm going to ask you what I asked Ben.
Mm-hmm.
The garage band, basement band,
yeah,
bedroom band.
Yeah.
Not after school graduating, but the afternoon scene. You got into that too.
By the 11th grade or 10th grade, we started. My neighbor was good at guitar, you know, so I would learn like CCR songs from him.
Ah, when I met D. Boone, that's the only rock band he knew was Creedence. We were
Trouble.
12.
Yeah, it was awesome. So, yeah, we were just playing his basement. He lived right next door to me, so it's awesome. Yeah.
But just two guitars? Was there
two
a drummer,
guitar.
Man? Was there
we had a, yeah, we had a drummer, but they lived in another town, so we could go there on Fridays. You know, we would drive out and then play all weekend.
But mainly it was you cats and him showing you shit because he was a further ahead.
Yeah, well, the bass player lived... Yeah, exactly. The guitar player, he showed me everything. He's probably still better than I am, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you do after high school? Do you...
I moved to Montreal.
Education?
Yeah, I went for a few years, college. It's a different system in Canada. You have to do this sort of college before university.
Okay.
So, but it allows you to, like, play around and learn different
things. We've got some lower ones called, like, community colleges, and you can use those units for...
Right. So, I guess it's similar. But, yeah, I eventually did, like, a photography 3 years.
But not music.
No, never. I mean, I studied...
Music was always on the side.
Yeah, I never really, like, studied it in a serious... I did, and then I actually took a couple of classes. I failed a bunch, like, so... Yeah, I went into photography.
I got thrown out, seventh grade.
Yeah.
Clarinet.
There you go.
Mr. Luna, over here at Dotson, he's... Mr. White, you try hard.
Yeah.
But why don't you stop wasting your time, my time? And he looks at the class, our time. It's like, oh, fuck.
Brutal.
Yeah, it's 12, 13 or
something. Yeah, man.
Thank God for D. Boone. I never took another music class again.
Yep. Yeah.
You try hard, though. I like that idea, though. You know, you try hard. You just got to stop wasting your time.
That's awesome.
My pop would have said that. Quit. You can piss in the wind only so long before you drown.
Yep.
Like the world fills up. I used to think about that. How do you drown, Pop? You piss so much? Okay. Water level comes up.
Nice.
Oh, fuck. We're at the end of the first hour.
All right.
February 10, 2023 edition. What Peter, so special guest, Ben and Joe from Soons. Hold tight for hour two. February 10, 2023. It's second hour. What for Pedro show. You rich teeny spleen, would you never seen? Take your shit.
begins and what you can and when all you think when it begins.
senses. Hail majestic corporate light, with a coat of arms and human rights. I'm in the system,
Watt for Pedro show. We start off the second hour with Soons doing Up Past the Nursery. Then brand new from Have a Nice Life, they're putting out their demos. Human Error. Blackbird after that. Class War. Blackbird had the Kinman Brothers, which were the Dills. And the last Dills record was recorded up in Vancouver.
Nice.
It's got It Ain't Worth It and Sound of the Rain. It was one of these like double 45s, but only three songs. So one side had nothing.
Oh, yeah. Shit. That's cool.
Like a Canadian postage stamp on the cover. Yeah. We lost Brother Tony a couple of years ago, and he wrote on my old Fender bass. He says, Mike, I hope you don't mind. It's too romantic. Because they didn't think punk band, you know, this is the 70s, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't have two brothers in the band. So he's Tony 19. So you put
nice.
Love You, Mike 19.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Big influence on us Minutemen.
Cool.
And then Soons with Third String. There's something about three-piece band. So I want to, you guys can come together on the mic there and give me, enlighten me to how Soons got fucking happened.
Montreal, man. You know, when we met each, when we were hanging out, Joe was playing in a few bands, and he was touring, and he was like kind of the only guy I knew that toured.
Really?
Yeah. And
you're doing higher education guitar, but he's actually
yeah, he's like out like yeah, he's so. But we were kind of part of the same general.
How'd you guys meet?
How did we meet?
Party. Same.
Oh yeah, at a party.
See, that's why you have parties, people, so you can start bands later on.
Yeah. So we started hanging out, and I was writing these songs, and Joe was like touring in bands, so we started talking about putting something together, and. And then I knew Liam from school, and Liam introduced me to Max, who's a friend of his. We're talking 15 years ago now.
Yeah.
But and one thing just led to another. We kind of just started Montreal at that time, and still there's a lot of places to play. So if you're up and coming, there's a lot of opportunities to cut your teeth in bars or in lofts or whatever. So. It's a really good place to be in a band, to start a band.
Yeah.
And still is today. So we kind of hit it at a really good time when the Montreal scene was kind of blooming and there was a lot of excitement, there was a lot of opportunity. So we kind of rode that wave right at the beginning.
Did you and Joe play together before you bring in Liam? Or do you wait till you're three?
Yeah, we had a few demos. We made a few demos together. We didn't play any shows together, but we worked on some
songs. Because you said you had some songs.
Yeah.
Like, hey. Joe, what can you do with these songs?
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that, right?
Exactly. And we had a few friends come and go at the beginning, trying different people to get something that worked. And then, yeah, we just started...
Remember? Well, how do you get the name Soons?
Well, yeah, you want to tell that story?
I mean, it ain't a big deal, but...
No, we were called Zeros. That was our original name. Zero.
No, there was a Chula Vista band.
Of course.
Okay.
Absolutely. So we... Didn't know that before, but so anyway, yeah.
It was a trip. I saw they were like Latin guys, right? 16, 17 years old.
Yeah.
Whiskey of Go-Go, cross the streets of Licorice Pizza. I bought the 45. Amazing. I come from arena rock. I didn't know shit like that could happen.
They're awesome, too, and they're fucking good. And when
one of them turned into Elvis.
Okay, there you go. Didn't know that. Amazing.
Roberto. Yeah.
So anyway, we're signing with our first label, Secretly Canadian.
Yeah.
They had reservations about the name just for, like, potential legal ramifications. Because it, not from those cats, but there's, like, an 80s band. Like, whatever.
There were Zero Boys, I remember that.
Yeah, it's just, like, it was, they wanted us just to change the name.
Yeah.
Just to avoid any problems. And so we stumbled on Soons eventually.
For the record, we did write Zero's guys, and they were cool. Of course they were cool, but,
they're friends of the Dills, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was more somebody else that seemed like it was going to be an issue. So just to say that the Zeros punk band, they didn't have a problem with it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They actually were like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Good guys. They got back together. They've been doing some gigs and stuff.
So there you go. I'm glad. Yeah. I mean, it worked out. So we've stumbled on Soons means like Zeros in a tie. Thailand, you know, like Thai language.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, it kind of just fit, and yeah, it's like any name is, if you say it enough, it starts to sink in. Yeah, it took a while though, you know, because we were.
What about the first Soons gig?
Yeah, I remember that. It was my my now wife, but my girlfriend at the time, she had like a zine in Montreal, and they were throwing a party in a loft. So.
Zines are important if you got a scene.
Totally.
In the fabric, right?
Yeah. It wasn't even in music. It was kind of like all over. It was like
that's
about
all right.
Architecture, like tons
just
of
expression.
Shit. It was rad. And it was like an art thing, and they're, you know, they're like two hot young girls throwing parties sometimes. So
the freak flag fly.
Yeah, we played one of them, and it was great, and then we played the...
It was a party.
It was a party.
And you would say it was a success. They didn't throw shit.
No one threw shit.
Okay.
The PA might have blown up. I'm not sure, but
at
some point. But
much weight for the PA to take.
We were focused on playing a lot at the beginning, like and recording. So like one band, like a good band should do, you know. But we were like playing almost every month at that point. We were trying to get a gig at least a month, which doesn't sound.
Montreal's got a healthy scene like that.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a lot of gigs, but it is if you're just playing in one city.
Sure,
you know. So
did you ever make the hell ride to Toronto?
Early on, we did, yeah. Okay. We had the gall to do that.
do you remember your first Toronto gig?
Yeah, it was at a place called the Drake Hotel Underground. So it's pretty fancy joint. But, yeah, someone put together a show for us there. It was just a healthy 10 people. It's pretty good.
Yeah, we call them character builders.
There you go, yeah. Yeah, it's good. I think our visual...
You can't play them, you don't deserve the other motherfuckers.
Yeah.
We're still doing a lot of character.
A lot of character to be built. But what to?
Looking at you, Baltimore.
The long game. It's long. Yeah. Look, you guys gave me see-through.
Yeah,
this has got a trippy intro.
Oh,
For Pedro Show, that chunk of music started off with Soons doing See Through. Then we had Evan Libson, Stand Up Bass, Man Alone, Part 1 of 2, Echo Chamber. He found, sort of like here, my prac pads had an old Army bass, and he found in Chattanooga an old Army bass and magazine, huh? Kind of acoustics and bounce around kind of thing. Echo Chamber, hence the title. And then The Fix from Soons. But I'm in the ostrich head. There was a little period for a couple months where I was in a magazine, but some war freak took over, made a museum, so I'm here in the ostrich head, repurposed. Yanked all the shitters out, and I create music here. And also sometimes get to do spiels with fellow band members. Back to the Soons guys. So, I'm curious about the process. I mean, you started off Ben making demos and Joe, you checking them out, see what you could do with them. Has it changed like this record, The Witness, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Was that, did that come out of demos or did it come from you guys jamming or?
Oh, it's mostly demos. I mean, The Witness especially because it's pretty composed music, you know, uh-huh. Like it's pretty, it's, you know, the writing is pretty specific. So yeah, I'm generally speaking, like it the songs come out of demos, and we kind of produce it together, and they change, and obviously like the drums are a little like usually drum machine loops and stuff, and then
for the demo, Liam comes in and fleshes.
Sometimes we keep that stuff actually because it's cool, you know.
Does he play alongside sometimes?
Yeah,
because you know that's how the Screamers were. KK played drums with the drum machine.
Yeah, man.
Oh yeah, yeah. No.
Yeah,
we'll do that. I mean, you got to be a
tag team.
You got to be a good drummer to do that too.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Sock tight.
I mean, his monitor on stage is so fucking loud that we could just use that as the, because he's got to hear the thing.
You don't use these.
No.
No, we don't use those. No.
Fuck. Have you? I've never done it.
Luckily. No, I mean, all so many of our friends do it now and swear by it. I'm afraid to drink the Kool-Aid on it, because then I don't know if you can come back from it. So,
I don't know. It's not like a priority, whatever. It works for
it's
what we're
means.
Doing. Yeah, it's like...
It's not an end.
It's also, I think it depends on the kind of singing you're doing, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, and we're not like a super vocal-y band.
Cookie Monster?
Yeah, so if you're writing, if you're singing like crazy harmonies and you really need to hear everybody and also playing
Bad
maybe
finger.
big yeah. big venues, you
yeah.
know, maybe
Norma
cool.
Domes.
Yeah.
I met some of the Rush guys. I opened up for Primus, and Les loves the Rush guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And I got to meet the bass and the guitar man.
Was that last summer?
No, this was in the 90s.
Oh, sorry.
And it was the old, where the Leafs used to practice, sweaty old place. Mm. It was a hockey rink, but yeah. old tiny.
Wow.
It said Maple Leafs. Maybe it was the junior team by then. I don't think it was the real big dealio, but
okay.
it was old and sweaty and stuff. But it was neat. I mean, never been a big fan of the band, but great musicians and
yeah.
really nice guys.
Yeah.
Beautiful guys.
Cool. Well, didn't Primus just cover...
he's just way into Geddy Lee, the bassman. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did a cover. Yeah. 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 Cool. I mean, if you grew up in Canada, Rush is on the radio every.
If you're
the every
fan,
third,
everybody thinks you're in love with Rush.
Yeah.
Every third song on the radio is a Rush song. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh man. But yeah, something else. I only saw him twice, both times, 30 years apart, and I fell asleep at both of them.
Oh.
I
saw him once.
They're doing something
right.
Once. You're consistent. But get back to soon, so.
Yeah.
In your process, when do you know when you've done enough, as the song evolved enough? You start playing it at gigs?
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, generally speaking, like, our general trend is that we would, like, learn the songs, and then we would tour... like our record that we're touring at the time and also start putting in the new songs. And then you can kind of tell right away what's working and what's not, you know?
That's the advantage of playing in front of people instead
yeah.
of doing the record first.
It's a real luxury to be able to have that. And, you can, you know what it's like. I mean, when you play the song for the first time live, it's almost like the first time you hear the song.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, well, this is too long or whatever.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, that was kind of how we work for many years. And, yeah, I mean, that's a really nice way to work if you can book enough shows or have enough tours to get away with that.
Sure, sure. We're at the end of the second hour, February 10, 2023, at Dishwat Peter's special guest, Joe and Ben from Soons. Hold tight for hour three. February 10, 2023, it's the third hour. The Walk from Peter's.
You're going to get us in trouble.
Until smoke, the smoke has cleared. Wipe the ash from your brow and give
Watch for Pedro show start off the third hour. Soon's doing the trilogy. Nothing to do with Triumvirate or ELP people. I guess Carl Palmer's the only one left. Mark Stewart and Lampredonthal with Wasted X. Mark Stewart used to sing for Pop Group. That band had a big effect on Minuteman. Orc from Japan with Pride of John. Samuel Lock Ward out of Iowa City with Peter. And Jack Wright and Ben Bennett, they just put out a new record. Jack Wright, incredible improviser. Maybe he's in his 80s now, like a Marshall Island type dude, right? Mm-hmm. Still touring and inspiration. Cool. Palladium Hole. Ben Bennett on the drums. Beautiful. And then finally, Soons with Time Bender. No, I fucked up, people. That's going to be the next music. Nah, after Mark Stewart was I Did It My Way from Hell in a Cell, and then Eddie's Dream, live from the Soons. I guess you're going to play this place tonight.
Yeah.
Soda Bar?
No, that was last night.
Last night. Yeah. Because that's where this is from, right? Soda Bar.
Oh, you're playing it live. Yeah. Gotcha. Like a few years ago, yeah.
Yeah, and this is where I asked about the four-piece, right, because you said this is our last night with this guy.
That's right, yeah. Max Henry, that was his last show, probably 2018. Yeah, he was in the band for 12 years. Yeah, big part of the sound.
He was part of the band. So
we were four.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
forever.
Okay.
And now we're three and change.
But then you bring in cats for tour.
So far, that's what we're doing. Just
like right now, Soons are on tour, people. I'm catching them between San Diego and the
L.A. Yeah, Lodge Room.
Where is it?
The Lodge Room, which is
Highland Park.
Highland Park, yeah.
It's an old Masonic lodge.
That's right.
There's an elevator.
Okay, good.
That's a schlep. But that used to be heavy neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we got this thing called gentrification. Maybe Montreal has too. Yeah.
Heard of it.
Where hoods turn into, like, things that yuppies covet.
Yeah.
But then they sterilize all the art park.
I know.
The thing that made it special. And
it's everywhere, man.
Everywhere, right? Yeah, it's not just, okay, so that's where you are. There was about a block away, a place called Mr. T's Bowl. A lot of gigs I used to do there. It was this old scene, man, Mr. T.
That's awesome.
Ran this bowling out, and there was gigs there. Put a curtain in front.
Cool.
Lanes. And,
nice.
Okay, and you said you're just into this tour, and the boat already broke down.
Yeah, well, we didn't drive from the East Coast, so yeah. We rented a vehicle from Vancouver.
Right.
Had some guy.
I-5 tour.
Yeah, well, someone else had to do that. We're going up, but they drove it down as they rolled into L.A., just alternator. But it's okay. I mean, a couple of days of panic and...
It must be like 18, 19-hour drive.
No,
I think it's 19 from Portland.
21, yeah. Well, something we're going like to do that. We're starting that drive tomorrow, so here we go.
Whoa.
Not straight, though. But
not straight. I mean, we're going to go.
Called tour more than a month. I've done 67. Only 67 more.
Holy shit.
This last one I did in the spring, 48 gigs, 48 days, 10,580 miles. I drove every one.
Whoa.
See, these are from the strings, these calluses.
Yeah.
These are from strings.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, man.
And then somebody stole the boat. But 18 years.
Had a good 18 run.
18 years, yeah, had a good run. And I'm very, very grateful. Very grateful. So, in the studio Soons and live Soons. Kind of two different universes, but one comes from the other.
Yeah, I mean, I always kind of think that we were a live band first, and that's certainly how we started, you know, just playing and playing. I mean, we really played for about 3 years before we recorded our first album. So that's kind of how we established the kind of style or just our working.
And when I asked you about, like, when you know the song's evolved enough, you said it's playing it in front of people.
Totally. I mean, our first record, in a way, was the easiest one to record because we'd been playing those songs just all over the place. We just went in and did it.
It was a gig in front of the microphone.
Oh, man, yeah. And, I mean, that's a little, like, you can never really get that back again.
No,
you know, that, like,
you can't. But you don't really write in the studio, do you?
Nah, it's too expensive.
Yeah, of course. Get a practice pad. Let's play Music Won't Save You. Watch for Pedro Self. Last music for this edition. Started to chunk off with Soons doing another live thing. People from Club Soda. No, the Soda Bar. Music Won't Save You. Then Orc. It's deja vu all over again. Orc from Japan, Pride of John. Samuel Lockward out of Iowa with Teeterin. Palladium Hole, Jack Wright and Ben Bennett. Finally, Time Bender from Soons. And Music Won't Save You. Is there irony there?
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
That kind of depends on the day.
I mean, it ain't a panacea, I won't say that. And it is kind of a starting point. You got to bring something,
mm-hmm.
right? Unless it's karaoke bullshit.
Yeah. You know, in that song, there's like towards the end of the song, there's like people laughing.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Almost like it's a comedy thing. So I think part of the song was really a way, like, how can integrate like these two kind of worlds, you know, this like somewhat of a somber, dark jam with...
almost like looking at itself from the point of view of a comedy club with these people listening to you. And so, yeah.
Talking about Vancouver, you knew I had a comedy club there.
Who's that?
Tommy Chong.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Some dude brought me to his house once in Beverly Hills, Peachy Way. Brought me in Beverly Hills, I don't know, some idea. He got put in jail for bongs right after, so nothing happened. But I met him, and he told me he got his start. He says, when you own the comedy club, you get to play.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's cool.
So, Cheech Marin, I guess, went over the...
Yeah.
You know there's two Vancouvers. You know there's this little one in the state of Washington.
Yeah.
So dudes on the I-5, it must freak out. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Vancouver, Washington.
Yeah.
But didn't those guys, they meet in Calgary, I think. Didn't Cheech and Chong, they, like, met in Canada?
Well, he told me he had
he lived in Vancouver, for sure. Totally. Yeah.
Maybe they did. What a place to meet.
No, I mean, just as, like, a separate story, for sure. Yeah. That's bizarre to
me. Get this, Up in Smoke, the movie?
Yeah.
The Dills are in there.
Amazing.
Right. But they didn't get them, like, tuning up. They weren't there playing the song. Yeah. Chip's wearing a fucking Cream Boy Howdy shirt. Everything's connected. Okay. Did I already play that music? No, we're going to play it now.
Go in. Hire this guy. No. It is a gig now. Thank you.
Teetering on the take your shit no more. It tires me, I've heard it all before. You don't know what it feels like, so just drink your beer wide. I don't wanna be your fucking joke. The world is turning all my children cold. When I have sex with you, if you play DJ, thank you.
want your eyes. Oh, I want your eyes. Oh, so I can see you. I want your eyes. Oh, I want your eyes. Oh, oh, can you see you?
For Pedro Show, don't have to tell you about the song because I already did. Fucked up. Just look at the playlist, people. I don't want to waste time and repeat myself. But I want to get into supporting soon stuff. Like, what is your next plan? Well, right now you're up to your next with the tour.
Mm-hmm.
But are you looking, and how long is the tour?
This run is 2 weeks.
Well, 2 weeks? A little
yeah.
one. Okay.
Yeah.
And is there a website people can find out about you on the internet?
Yeah, google.com, man.
You need a search engine, right?
Yeah, we have a Soons website. I don't know if people visit it, but yeah, Soons.net.
I heard it might be Bing now because they're working this AI thing and people drop the ball or something.
Yeah.
So I just say search it. You know who gets rough about that? Ian MacKay. Don't say that. Don't give it to him.
Really? Oh, yeah.
It's a search engine.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's fair.
It's a search engine.
That's fair.
So, people, S-U-U-N-S. Well, I ask if you have your own website because that's like having your own fanzine.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
You were talking.
I hear you.
Fanzine.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. There ain't no middleman, right?
Right.
Those corporate websites, yeah, we tack up, staple up our flyers on their telephone poles, yeah.
Yeah.
But.
No, we got to
say. You do sign a thing saying you own my asshole and everything.
Yeah.
So that's one good thing about having your own. You do have your own website.
We do, yeah. Soons.net. We have got like a Patreon.
SUNS.net, people.
Yeah. We're doing Discord now.
Oh, Discord.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Yeah.
There's a Bandcamp page.
Bandcamp. All, we got all the things, you know.
Okay,
we're trying to, like, shift priority a bit. We're doing, like, Patreon and Discord.
And you got to connect with the Joyful Noise.
Yeah, totally, man. Yeah.
Right, Indiana.
That's our label, yeah. Absolutely.
Good cats. Good cats. Yeah, real good cats.
Good people.
And so what's the next plan?
So now we're going, we started recording for our next album or whatever it's going to be. Yeah, okay. And it's kind of going, you know, we're chipping away. We have some time booked in March to keep pushing it through. So, yeah.
Maybe just out in the fall?
Oh, I'd be optimistic. Okay. Yeah. Something will be out in the fall, but I don't know if it'll be a record. I don't know if it'll be a record, but we'll have something. Something.
Okay.
Yeah.
And more tour?
Now this is kind of the end of this album cycle. So yeah, we have some offers in like the summer and
festivals
and things, mostly Europe stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll see if where we're at, if we're gonna like jump on that or not. But yeah, it's kind of just keep pushing it forward, trying something new, you know.
And by new, what do you mean?
Just try not to repeat ourselves too much,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I think the witness...
Like when you first came here, I said, I love the way you guys can play anything you want.
Yeah.
Still soons.
Yeah, totally. And I think the witness, our last record, is pretty different, certainly, from where we started. And that, to me, is really exciting. So, like, you know, I don't know what the next... how it's going to take shape for the next, but...
Yeah.
I like that it's not like the same thing over and over again. We try
right, some kind of formula or branding.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. It just feels right. You know?
Yeah. No, it's like the typewriter. What's to be typed? It's not just going to celebrate typewriters. It's what's gonna, or a pocket knife, right?
Yeah.
Oh, what? No, what are you going to carve with that fucking knife?
Exactly.
Yeah,
right. Exactly.
Well, man, when you guys get your next thing, and you might not be in Pedro.
Mm-hmm.
Not maybe in SoCal, so maybe I might have to do it over Skype. But can you come back on the show? We play it and talk about it?
It would be absolute
I love
pleasure,
what
you
man.
Want Thank
you,
man.
I want you to keep on keeping on.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, okay. Man, you know, like our early tour days, we used to listen to Minutemen so much. It was crazy, yeah, man. So it's fun to be here, man. We'll come, like, anytime.
Oh, thank absolutely. You. Thank you. People, it's been February 10, 2023, the Dishwap Pedro Show. Keep you powdered, man.